When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
It is a Celtics Wednesday, and as always, Mego is here. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm here to talk about the happy team.
Yeah, the team that has a really good coach and the is team, all set for a while.
The team who wins and seems to at least, you know,
enjoy
like
each
their
other.
Coach enough.
Yeah. I mean, that was a good win last night.
It was an awesome win last night. I think last night was, obviously, you break a 15-game win streak to start the season for the Cavs. I don't know if you care if it's the NBA Cup or not, but, you know, there is something in it for that. And on top of it all, I think it was the best game that we've seen from Jason Tatum this season and the first statement game that we've seen from him. I know he had the buzzer beater, which was then contested by the refs after the fact the other night. If you stayed up late for that Raptors game. But last night was really the first statement from Jason Tatum in the MVP race.
I was going to say, so you say statement MVP-wise, that's what we got from Jason Tatum last night.
Yeah, so I have been, and I'm still skeptical about whether or not Jason Tatum for MVP is a realistic expectation for this year. I do think he'll finish in the top three, where last year he finished top six.
Leads the league in points currently.
Yes, it's early, and I know there's people out there who are like, November basketball, ugh, and they'll roll their eyes at MVP talk. But look, last night is the kind of game that voters should and probably will consider when they're looking at the body of work for who's going to be considered MVP in June, because they break the win streak for the Cavs. The Cavs were the number one team and the last unbeaten team, and it's a nationally televised game. So it's not just a regional thing. This is a big platform, and Tatum comes up with 33 points, 12 boards, 7 assists, and he makes a huge impact on defense, especially after that third quarter when the team was really bleeding out, because I'm sorry, but Kata couldn't do a damn thing on the inside around that rim.
I think it's more, it's his time now for like, all right, so guys that might finish a little bit or might be in the conversation with him, the Joker. All right, the Joker's got his. Giannis got his. I think now when you start to look at it, it's Tatum's time. He's the next guy. He's proven that he can win a chip. And now it's the next time. So I think the voters, and they go, all right, let's give it to Tatum.
Do you think because he was so on last night, that's why Jalen took a while to kick it into high gear? Like, Jalen started off kind of slow, which always worries me as a Jalen stan. But was it because Tatum was so on fire that maybe he steps back and says, all right, this is Tatum's game?
I think it was a little bit of the way that the game started, Courtney, where it was the Cavs having a really good interior defense and really strangely deciding to let the Celtics play from the perimeter, where they got the three going early, and of course JB has a nice three, but that's much more Tatum's game and Derek White's game, and Al Horford came alive, like turned back the clock last night with his threes. And so I think Jaylen Brown really explodes when you need the points in the paint and you need him to get into that physical inside game and even go inside outside. They didn't even need to do that to start last night. They were just from the outside. And so I think that's why it looks so much more like Tatum's game from the jump.
And Tatum's more of like a facilitator where he'll like get a lot of things going. Jaylen Brown's game, I think he's a better version, but if you wanted to compare him to somebody and watch who he plays, he reminds me a lot of two guys, Jimmy Butler, his style, and DeMar DeRozan, right? Where he's probably a better three-point shooter than those guys, but his mid-range and his ability to get to the rim because of his explosiveness is what really kind of excels Jaylen Brown.
He just looked way better in the fourth than he did in the first half, I thought. So that was just, he turned it on.
Well, because he gets into that like Jimmy Buckets bully mode, and it's like, all right, I'm going to take it to the paint. And it's a good dynamic, and we've always had this discussion, but they know each other's roles now, and that's why they're able to play so well.
You like the cup, though.
I kind of do.
Really?
I kind of do. What? I'm like, I don't think that the Celtics, I like it so far because the Celtics haven't really had to sacrifice anything for it yet. And so I don't care about raising a banner. They shouldn't do that if they win it. I like the idea of having a double championship for this team. so that the national talking heads have to spend more time on the Celtics? Because I really think, I was talking to a former Celtic about this the other day. I really think there is still this anybody but the Celtics with the league right now. Mm. I think that the league doesn't consider them the sexiest team. They want
to be. Who are you talking to, Perk?
No, I'm just talking like from a big picture perspective. I don't. They wanted to be Anthony Edwards so bad. They wanted to be SGA. It's the same thing that they did with Joker a couple of years ago. They didn't want to pay attention to the Nuggets. They were like, we don't want to look at Denver. And I do think this team has personality, but it's starting to get a little bit annoying, guys. They are running an ad right now. The league about it's a whole new year. It's a whole new look, a totally different league. And I'm like, what about the champs that just brought back their whole team? Yeah. Like, you're literally just thumbing your nose at the Celtics. So part of it is I want them to be able to have another big platform to take over. And we haven't gotten to the point where we had to see, there's this point differential where if you're gambling on any of these games going forward, you're really going to have to pay attention to after this round. There's this point differential thing that may lead towards Mazzulla putting the starters back in and playing more time. And that's the part that concerns me, because I don't want wear and tear for basically a meaningless championship in the middle of the season. But we haven't gotten to that point yet, so I can still enjoy
it. They want to talk at the league, because even with their playing tournament cup commercial, Tatum's nowhere to be found on that. I mean, they got Michael.
Maybe it's because Tatum isn't sellable. Maybe his personality isn't like
what
LeBron.
What is not sellable about him?
He's not outgoing. He doesn't command
Curtis,
the spotlight.
He is what the league wanted these players to be 20 years ago. When Allen Iverson came into the league and all of a sudden you had to have a dress code.
Yep.
Like, this is what you wanted the league to be. And then you look at the guy and you're like, ugh.
I have nothing to do with
talk about how much he loves being a dad.
Right.
Come on, guys.
They want Anthony Edwards. The one who's like, F this.
Saying it's
baby mama drama.
I don't know. Why don't we put up like more highlights of Ja? Oh, wait. Ja can't be in the league right now. Come on, guys.
Well, I don't think it's what I want. I have nothing to do with it. I'm just saying that whatever the league believes the audience wants, they don't think Tatum's personality is sellable.
Do you think it's because he has a quiet personality, though?
No.
Because I do think the NBA is one of the more outspoken leagues, where the guys that get the most clicks are the ones that are always dressing crazy, saying crazy things, are always out there.
The league likes the drama.
Tatum wears some
weird stuff. Yeah, he wears crazy things.
Not as weird.
He does, but
not as weird.
Anthony Edwards wears sweatpants. The league loves the drama.
Have you seen what Joe Burrow is wearing lately?
And
the girls are loving it.
They don't love it.
Yeah, they do. I've been asked not to talk about Joe Burrow in my house. So.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh. I mean,
I mean, you're a newlywed.
It didn't take long. This happened well before the nuptials.
Okay.
I was told the way that I talk about Joe Burrow is, quote, creepy because of our age difference.
He was wearing.
I don't even think you can't think about the age difference.
Greg hates age difference.
I hate age
I always forget how young he is.
He was wearing a Hillary Clinton pantsuit.
And it looked bomb.
No, it didn't.
Yeah.
The way Debo Samuel dresses, I'm like, all right, whatever. But the NBA, I think they like the drama, not like the crazy off-the-court drama, but they like those guys. And they're right. That's why the Joker, they don't really love him because
I have to go home to my horses.
Yeah, they don't.
They don't want that.
And Tatum's like, you know, he loves his kid. He's obviously a huge mama's boy, and he's proud of that. And he's not a big
God
talker.
Heaven, put your pants on.
He is. Well, like me, he grew up in a single parent household, so you tend to lean more towards being, you know, cool with being a mom.
Wait, so I'm confused. The Twitch is saying that he's the most sellable, and you guys are saying he's not sellable. I don't understand.
No, I think he is sellable, but he doesn't have the good flashy talking drama that some of the league likes, but you can sell them.
But Giannis doesn't have that either.
Yeah, but Giannis is like
he's like a little kid. Giannis has that kid energy.
Giannis is turning heel, man.
Oh, he is.
We need a good heel in the NBA, and he's turning
guy.
Heel. Yeah. I'm enjoying it.
It looks like you're going to get Kristaps Porzingis back soon. He next step in his return. He's went to Maine or whatever?
So he was actually local with Maine. Okay. So I don't know how that works, okay. But the Maine Celtics were down here. And he's rehabbing with them, and then he's being recalled back to the Celtics. But it's interesting because I was at practice last Friday, got a little glimpse of him in a practice penny coming off the court. So I was like, is he like scrimmaging with the guys in practice? Is he that far along? Yeah. Asked Joe Mazzulla. Joe Mazzulla said, well, he's been doing some defensive reads against the coaches. And then Drew Holiday comes up and he's like, yeah, I was doing some drills with Porzingis.
Yeah, so
like,
he's back.
Okay.
Right.
So I think
he's pretty close.
It's safe to say that he's going along very well. It's just a matter of what the exercise science guys and gals decide is the right time for him to return. But I would guess it's going to be December.
And when they get him, that train is going to be hard to stop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you get Porzingis, changes everything. And so hopefully they were saying December. So that's good that, you know, we're a few weeks out. And I want to see him. I want him back out there because I want to see how much he can go through. And, you know, if God forbid, knock on wood, something does happen, I'd rather it happen, you know, a lot earlier rather than right before the playoffs start so they can continue to build the chemistry with the team that they have and get Nemus on the court because they exposed him yesterday, especially in the pick and rolls.
Yeah, it was unfortunate because I really like Nemi. I think that he's a great project. Yeah. He was on a two-way contract last year, and you see how much playing time he's getting now. Not a good night last night. Like, they really exposed him down in the paint defensively, but I'm still bullish on he can be a little bit of a stopgap while you're trying to get Porzingis back into the mix. Yeah.
Another big night for our guy, Pete Pritch, last night.
Yeah.
You can count on him when you need
money,
him.
He's money, man.
My guy. He's nails.
Yeah.
He really just does not fear any situation. And even last night, I think it was either in the second or third quarter, where he pulled up short in his mid-range game and had this little floater over, like you see Jaylen Brown do sometimes, Courtney. And it's like, does he know how tall he is?
Yeah.
How does he get that to go? He just has that mentality that you can't teach.
He talks mad-ish, and I love it. Like, there's something about him. He has that little, that it factor to him, that swag to him, where he talks-ish, and he's definitely done a great job, and he's, like, found his role. You know, they've definitely found that role for him. And, you know, good for him. Greg, you've been on him since day one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any big plans for Thanksgiving? I mean, are you hosting or?
I'm going to the in-laws. We're having a big and proper Thanksgiving.
Oh.
So Courtney had to plan my outfit.
Is that local?
I'll send you some
local.
Options.
Staying local, not getting on any trains or planes or anything like that.
What does proper mean?
Oh, like a drinks hour order.
Oh, I see. Oh,
you know, the whole works.
Oh, the whole entire thing.
Yeah. That's what they do?
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Like two forks?
No, not quite that.
Okay, not that proper.
Also, I still don't think I'm allowed at the big table. I don't know at what point we graduate from the kids' table.
I would have thought that adults that are married get moved up.
Probably.
No, there's too many people.
Oh, there's too many. There's too
many people. Issue is that this Thanksgiving is very good, and so people never phase out of it. Mm-hmm. In fact, they just try to add more people with their children.
Mm.
And if they are a proper family, then it's hard to get to the adults' table. They got like you on the secondary table.
But keep them hosting as long as you can. Like that's a nightmare when you have to. Yeah, when you have to.
Have you guys ever carved a turkey?
Yeah. Carved one?
Yes. Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Okay, so I will say...
A million times. I'm one of the better turkey carvers.
Is it as difficult as people make it out to be?
It's really not at all. It's very simple.
One
you
for
pull
me,
the legs
one for
it's very important. I will tell you what you want to try. You want to keep the turkey slices as thin as possible. So you may feel like you want to rush through it and do bigger slices. You don't want to do that.
Slow.
Because people prefer thinner and larger slices so as to provide for gravy and mashed potato surface area on the
maximize
slice.
The surface area.
Am I correct about that?
I kind of like
that's
a thick
good.
Piece.
Well done by you.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
No, nobody does.
I do. Yeah.
So do you use that one that plugs into the wall with the ridges on it,
that
little knife there? I feel like my mother had one of those 30 years ago floating around.
Will you be making the stuffing inside the turkey?
I don't know, but the usual person who carves the turkey is having knee surgery. And so my mother-in-law was a little panicked, and I said, well, why don't we just try to carve the turkey together? And my husband said, that's a terrible idea. Don't try to do that. And I said, I think we can just do it off YouTube. So now I kind of feel like I have something to prove.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't need a YouTube tutorial to carve a turkey.
I think that's smart.
It's been...
Apparently, you have to like dislodge.
Have you done that? You have to dislodge the joint.
Just rip you. It's very. It's like what can go wrong.
You have to treat it like Lonzo Ball or somebody.
We don't need a YouTube tutorial for everything in this country. Like, I
don't you take the meat off the bone and everything and put it all in one thing. So that's kind of when you lay it out, it's all deboned. Ain't that how you do it?
You got to cut it off,
and you got to have the drumsticks.
You need the electric carver. That's the first thing.
Not very green.
Is that the one with the ridges? It plugs into the wall.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And the two blades that you put in that go in the opposite direction.
You're talking me out of this. I don't know if I can do it.
Well, we'll talk to you before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
We'll see you again next week. That is Mego on a Celtics Wednesday. Here is Courtney with what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now brought to you by the 99. The Bruins have fired head coach Jim Montgomery. Don Sweeney announced yesterday that the team has relieved Montgomery of his duties as head coach. Associate coach Joe Sacco will assume interim head coaching duties now. The guys have Utah in town tomorrow night at 7. And the Celtics kill the Cavs. Perfect record in their NBA Cup matchup last night. 120-117, the final from the TD Garden. The guys dominated the first half, and while they did let them in a bit in the third, they were able to seal the deal. Jason Tatum led the team with 33 points, 7 assists, and 12 rebounds. They're off now till Friday for another NBA Cup game, this one against the Wizards on the road. Some NFL news. Another firing in New York as GM for the Jets, Joe Douglas, has been fired. And it is now time to put someone in timeout.
You're in timeout. Let's find out who's getting a timeout this week. Brought to you by Timeout Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof. TimeoutMarket.com.
I'm putting the Bruins in timeout. I think that the way that they've handled the Montgomery situation, I think that the tweet alone was enough to turn me off from it. Mm-hmm. No tweet was necessary if that's what you were going to post. I don't put that on the social department. I do not put that on Elaine. That must have come from higher ups, of course. I just don't like it. I think that they're giving the players a complete cop-out.
Okay.
I am putting the Bruins players on timeout because you never go against the Brotherhood where they're treating Swayman differently because of him holding out for his contract or him trying to get money or those type of things. It's always, no matter, I don't care if you don't like the person, it's always about you having your brother's back when they're trying to get paid.
And I would like to co-sign and add to Wiggy's point he's made today that just because hockey players smile when they ask for more money doesn't mean they're different than other athletes. Everybody wants the most money.
Yep.
They feel they're disrespected. They demand changes. Don't let the hockey guys fool you.
This is the first time we're doing this since the report came out, so I'm going to put Patriots ownership in timeout for reportedly having asked around the league about if they're bringing up their quarterback the right way.
Well, Gerard Mayo told you that was an absolutely false report on this show Monday.
I want to believe Gerard, but just in case that's not necessarily true, I'm still going to put the Patriots ownership in timeout.
Let me ask you.
Of course.
Do you think they were calling around behind his back asking about the development of Drake May?
I absolutely do.
You absolutely do.
Yes. 1,000%.
I bet they never told him they were doing it, which is why he said the reports are false, and they did it anyways.
Do you think he asked Thunder if Thunder had called around?
After the fact, probably, yeah.
And so Thunder was not being upfront and honest then if he told him that he did not. Well, I mean, Gerard Mayo seemed pretty convinced on this show.
Unless it wasn't Thunder in particular who did the calls.
Did Mayo seem bothered by it?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Defense rest.
Frustrated.
Or unless it was one of those things where they try to get us with a fake headline or trump up the headline where Kraft is just talking to owner buddies and just like, hey, what are some of the things you do when you have a young quarterback and the owner says, oh, I would do this, I would do that. Like, that's not a big deal, but the way the story was reported, they were calling GMs and getting like real information on how can we make it better for our young
people. Well, yeah, the insinuation is that you don't feel confident in your coaching staff when it comes to developing a talent like Drake May. So, all right, as long as we're talking about NFL owners, I will follow up on my lead this morning and just put them in timeout, those that are complaining about Tom Brady and trying to find new ways to limit Tom Brady when it comes to doing his job. He's doing, I think, a great job on Fox. And for those guys to think that doing a player interview for a pregame show is somehow going to give him as an owner secret sauce information that the Raiders can use is ridiculous and dumb on their part, because that access makes the broadcast better, or it should.
And I got to tell you, all that inside info, the Raiders are unstoppable. I mean, they haven't won a game since he started broadcasting. Yeah.
All right, Courtney, thank you.
Thank you. Time Out Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof, timeoutmarketboston.com. You've got to try the 99 Restaurant's new $14.99 Big Deal Meals, four hearty full-size entrees for just $14.99 every Monday through Wednesday, like the roasted turkey dinner or the juicy chopped sirloin. You got to love the nines. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
45 degrees.